Look, my great-grandmother had no choice. She was brought here, and along with another lady, they were put in shackles, offloaded at the mouth of the river, walked up the river to the Leichhardt tree, and politely sold. Now, unlike somebody who's fleeing economic conditions or is an economic refugee, there's no other way, members of the committee, to put it other than they were slaves.
That was Greg Sutherland, chair of the National Australian South Sea Islander Working Group, speaking to the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Social Policy and Legal Affairs. 2014 marks the 20th anniversary of the recognition of Australian South Sea Islanders as a distinct ethnic group. The call for recognition is a report that was released by HERIOC, the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, in 1994. It outlines how Australians descended from the South Sea Islander labourers of the 19th and early 20th century, known at the time as Kanakas, are a unique part of our community. To mark the anniversary of the recognition, the Social Policy and Legal Affairs Committee held a roundtable briefing to find out what issues Australian South Sea Islanders face today. These issues include access to health and education services, housing, and the lack of understanding in the wider community that Australian South Sea Islanders are culturally and ethnically different to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Greg Sutherland explains that the original circumstances South Sea Islanders came to Australia under were very different to any other migration wave.
When the slave trade and the Civil War occurred in America, the smarter British decided there was a new way and they brought people from the Pacific, sold them under the trees, which, you know, ironically, we don't want chopped down because it's part of our history. But they're not people who came by boat or came by plane by choice. And yes, those people have hard conditions as well. Our people, by the stories of both the European boat captains and the others, when they died down in the cargo hold, their bodies were taken out and unceremoniously thrown over the side. It's a distinct difference to be a kid playing on a beach, to be offered a trinket, to swim out to see a boat, then being locked up with your parents waving goodbye or screaming for you, and brought to a country you don't know, to a plantation you don't understand. Now, I would argue, yes, Aboriginal people did work in the cane fields. There were no Torres Strait people here. They weren't down the coast until, you know, a long, long time later. They came with the railways and also did the railway line in Western Australia and set world records, and good on them for that. That's commendable for them. But when it came to the South Sea Islander, we weren't like the Maltese or the Italian. We weren't a 10-pound pom. We were a slave. Let's be honest, members of the Parliament, of the committee, we were slaves.
Despite it being 20 years since the HERIOC report was released, Greg Sutherland says Australian South Sea Islanders still don't feel recognised or supported.
Who is or who has ever monitored the recommendations of the HERIOC report? We don't know. And one of the reasons the state and the national bodies are being created is because after 20 years, those of us who have now reached an age where we've get that permission to act by the elders are saying it's just not good enough. We need to have that voice to go there. If we were a farmer, we'd be there getting something for the drought, then we'd back up for something for the flood, then we'll back up because the dollar price drops. But, you know, it's not about that. It's just about correcting a wrong. We were brought here as slaves, we're the descendants, we're contributing to the country, but we're not recognised. 20 years ago, we all got a piece of paper. I've still got mine in my house, and Barrett and Auntie Mabel and everyone I talk to, we all got photocopies of those recognition things to say that, you know, here you are, you belong somewhere. 20 years down the track, that bit of paper's starting to fade, and there's the struggle over because people are wondering, what What government's going to do anything for us?
Starrett Veve is the chair of the Mackayan District Australian South Sea Islander Association. He says that including an Australian South Sea Islander tick box on the census will go a long way to helping his community feel recognised.
If we get a tick box, this will help in two ways. It'll help there getting a clear numbers in the census of Australian South Sea Islanders, and also culturally there it'll help us as people being proud, you know, to see that tick box and that there. When you look at that, the census there, you'll see the boxes there with every other ethnic group by Australian South Sea Islanders. We're down in the others and that there. Where we, you know, we came out here in 1854 and that there in New South Wales and 1863 in Queensland. And to me, you know, it seems that we've been left out of that conversation out there.
It's not just recognition that is lacking for Australian South Sea Islanders. Greg Sutherland explains access to services is still a challenge.
Look, housing is an issue. Health is an issue. Education is a huge issue. Classes are divided up here. If you're Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, you can get certain courses and certain funding. If you're South Sea, you get nothing.
Many Australian South Sea Islanders are assumed to be Indigenous because of the colour of their skin. Greg Sutherland wants his community to be able to access the kinds of services available for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but still retain their own identity. Auntie Mabel Quackawoot, traditional owner of Curtis Island, says it's important Australian South Sea Islanders be recognised as a distinct ethnic group because they are different.
Well, I grew up knowing my grandparents on both sides who were brought out here, and I like to know that I can identify with a person who was not here on my own will. My ancestors were imported here, and I'd like people to know that I am a different identity to the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders. I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but what I'd like to know is that could our children now be identified way down the track to this farm, be identified as South Sea Islanders, because we were brought out here under terrible conditions. So if we could sort of have something to show that we are different, we are a nation unto ourselves here. We are Australian-born South Sea Islanders, and I would like to be identified and have our people identified as that.
The committee has written to various ministers in the government to find out how the Herriok report was implemented and what steps are being taken today to address the problems raised during the briefing. The committee will report back to the Parliament later this year.